You're listening to SBS News.
In terms of finances, the rug has been literally pulled out from underneath us.
For somebody like me, there is no possibility of any work coming forward until productions start up again.
Many Australians have lost their work or their jobs and are struggling financially due to the restrictions imposed in a bid to limit the spread of COVID-19. 37-year-old Rami Alali was stood down from his job recently and is now spending more time vlogging, using social media as a creative outlet during this tough time.
I didn't really feel the impact of, you know, this whole pandemic until just last week, where I was told by my employer of 9 years that I'm standing down, that they don't require me for at least 2.5 to 3 months at this point. So I've at least for the moment lost my job, and it's a bit mind-blowing that, you know, this is where I'm at right now, that I've got to go look for another temporary job. It is crazy that is the case.
This feeling of being overwhelmed, shocked, and worried about an unknown short-term future is a reality being experienced by millions of people. So, where can you get support if this is you? One of the first services you can reach out to is the Money Smart program, a free government initiative by the Australian Securities and Investment Commission. Senior Executive Leader Laura Higgins says there has been a recent jump in jobless Australians reaching out for help, well up from the 8 million Australians who usually visit the website each year.
It's 1 in 3 Australians that are coming to Money Smart to find some trusted information to start making financial decisions. And they've got a budget differently. They've lost their job or are functioning on a reduced income. They come to Money Smart to go, okay, where do I start with this financial decision? Starting place for people to look at their financial health, to make some plans for the next 6 months, go to a trusted place for information, and they can start reaching out for additional help or making some changes within the way they run their household.
Money Smart will assess your personal situation, offer you financial strategies for stability over the short term, help you detail a plan for the long term, and guide you to other agencies who will help you get back to work. Alternatively, a transition support network has been set up by the government, featuring representatives from various portfolios to assist retrenched workers in finding new employment as soon as possible. The network also aims to assist employers through the retrenchment process. Meanwhile, last month the government announced that you may be eligible for the $1,500 JobKeeper payment from your employer. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has regularly encouraged recently stood down Australians to explore these options.
If you're not eligible for JobKeeper, then JobSeeker is the alternative, and both programs should be seen as complementary. But we would be calling on all employers that were eligible because their turnover had fallen below the threshold to register their interest with the ATO, to fill in the forms, not going to be too onerous, but to support their employee, but ultimately to support themselves, to support their business, because there will be the other side to this pandemic.
If your employer is not eligible to pass the JobKeeper payments to you, there are two alternatives, the JobSeeker payment and the coronavirus supplement. The JobSeeker payment is $565.70 per fortnight and is for those who are currently unemployed or do not have enough work. The coronavirus supplement is another temporary option. It is an additional top-up payment of $550 per fortnight for those receiving eligible support payments such as JobSeeker, Youth Allowance, Sickness Allowance, Parenting Payment, Farm Household Allowance, Ab Study or Aus Study payment categories. You might be eligible for both payments at a combined total of $1,100 per fortnight. If you're worried about your bills, you should contact your insurance company, bank, lender or service providers to see if you can pause payments in times of hardship. Ms. Higgins recommends giving a call to the National Debt Helpline, who can provide financial counselling to Australians from the complex financial elements down to the simple things.
you know, most Australians have been impacted in some way. Some Australians are doing it really tough, losing jobs and looking for ways to get food on the table, looking at reducing your spending. You could have some quick wins. There could be some strange subscription or membership that you might really not need at the moment. Maybe reducing your grocery and utility bills. So certainly some families will be eating out less, for instance, or they might be more organized in planning their meals. And there are some ways that everyone can probably save a little bit of money.
Support mechanisms are also in place for businesses who had to put their operations on hold or let go of staff. For example, the New South Wales government implemented a $140 million bushfire industry recovery package for regional communities. The state government also rolled out a $14 million small business advisory program. New South Wales Minister for Finance and Small Business, Damien Tudehope, said in a statement that this is a powerful tool assisting businesses to stay afloat.
As part of this funding boost, we've allocated $4.6 million to engage an additional 30 advisors to support businesses, on top of the $9.8 million to ensure the program continues for another 12 months. Business owners have reported increased confidence, stronger finances, and developed plans for their business.
Advisors are hosting more than 60 webinar sessions with representatives from various government agencies to offer advice, guidance, and information about stimulus and support initiatives. You can stay up to date on all information about coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.